Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And hope and love, where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio, your dose of radio rehab, strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know, we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I hope they're ready.
Yeah, they better be ready today because you know who's in the house.
I see.
Yeah, you do see. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And Scott Tarkowski is who we're talking about in the house. And that's the reason we had to bring a psychotherapist in, right?
Amen. Amen.
I'm off duty, guys.
Yeah.
I can't afford her.
That's okay. I'm so excited, Lauren and Scott, that SRT Sales Training is one of our new sponsors here on Strategies for Living. I love it. Thank you.
We're very excited to be on board.
And we're excited to have you, and especially excited about what we're going to talk about today and the life strategies you're bringing to the table for our program today. But you're also bringing our life strategist right here to Shreveport.
Coming up, Friday.
And who doesn't need to learn about AI, huh?
Yeah, me number one, for sure.
Well, I mean, a lot of us, I think, we have question marks, and we hear it,
like it or not, it's here, it's booming.
Absolutely, and it's reshaping industries from marketing to HR, to operations, to strategies,
education.
It's in education, finance, it's
it touches
all over
every
the place.
Part of our life.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so we've got, you're bringing Nick Askew. He is our life strategist today. He's coming to town to speak. He's the founder and CEO of Space Auto, and we're going to talk to him today. Thanks to you.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy. Nick's a great guy.
Yeah, well, we'll all enjoy, but we're going to work you too. You know, you've got a microphone in front of you, so you got to ask some questions too.
Oh, I got a bunch of questions.
I knew you would. You never disappoint, Scott Tarkowski. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate all our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
Roof.
Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good Muffies too, and SRT Sales Training. Back in a moment to meet Nick Askew, here on Strategies for Living. You need to learn more about AI. We all do. We're diving in today on Strategies.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirit bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Scott Tarkowski, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now. Well, he was born in Nashville, Tennessee, but he moved across the pond when he was 9 months old and found his way back. He is Nick Askew. He's a talented singer and musician, actually a classically trained pianist. He's the founder of an experimental AI company called Askew AI, and he's the founder and CEO of Space Auto. He will be coming to town. We're talking about that today. Nick Askew, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for a Living.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I love it when a plan comes together. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the event coming up, because there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of people, including yours truly. Well, I think all the people in this room right now. AI is definitely reshaping our world exponentially, and a lot of us feel like we're behind. We started out behind, right? And so Friday, October the 10th. You know, the end of this week, thanks to LSU Shreveport and Scott Tarkowski, Nick Askew will be here, and the event is 9 o'clock until 12 noon, and show up Friday morning for registration and networking, but you can also get an early bird special discount, right, Scott?
Yeah, I'll get signed up right now and get ready for the event. And we're going to do a great little Q&A, but we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Okay. And so that's coming up this Friday. Nick, how did you get into the AI? Let's dive in right there. When did you get involved in AI, and how did you get involved in AI to get to the point of teaching all the rest of us the things that we need to know about AI?
Well, like any good founder's story, it has absolutely nothing to do with where I am today. life just seems to have its way of taking you on its own journey, whether you like it or not. So started in the... as you mentioned, as a musician my entire life, so always had a passion for what makes things work. Music is just it's organized sound, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
Then I moved to the United States, and there's one or two ways of being a musician. You're either wildly successful, or you're like 99% of musicians, and you work a second job. So I was in the 99. I was not in the 1%, and I started selling cars. In that time in selling, in psychology, I was really interested in human behavior. I was really interested in how to build better experiences for people, right. Which actually ended up getting me into software. And that's when I started building software companies. I'd spent a long time in automotive sales and wanted to build, create a customer experience that people actually deserved, because, most people would, you know, rather go to the dentist than go to buy a car. And, you know, I wanted to fix that.
Right.
And as I was building software, you know, we started to see the writing on the wall that, you know, things had come from, you know, classic computing to a little bit of machine learning. This is where, you know, people placed algorithms to, you know, teach the code to rewrite itself based on the data.
Right.
And then into now what we call artificial intelligence, which is basically code or tools that seemingly can learn from their sources and learn from their surroundings or whatever they have training on.
Right.
And that is how I became interested in those things, because how else can you create a better experience for people or in business or in life than in being able to offer you know, the best possible solution based on, you know, a myriad of different ways to learn information. And we, you know, we as people can only digest so much. We can only read so fast. We can only type
right.
as fast as our, you know, silly little thumbs can type on our phone.
Right.
But AI has the ability to read a million books in an hour.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So yes. That's where it started to become something where we started seeing these training models, and that piqued my interest because, well, it started giving us superpowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you dove in and became a master then of all things AI.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it look. There's a theory, you know, that I think of, this is something that's, we're all attracted to AI. Mm-hmm. And we were all attracted to this because, you know, it's the philosophical comparison to it. You know, if you were to list the attributes of, you know, of God, let's say, it's all knowing, it's all powerful.
Right.
You know, existing in a cloud, performing miracles, right? sounds remarkably similar to the capabilities that we're, you know, giving AI. You know, it's, you know, we wanted there to be that so much that we're making one in our image. It's all knowing, it's all powerful. It, you know, we're creating the thing that we so desperately crave, which is, you know, this is something that can be, you know, that can solve every problem. And I've seen it across every, you know, I've seen it across every single, you know, vertical. I've seen it in healthcare performing miracles. I've seen it in business. I've seen it change the lives of, you know, salespeople.
Yes.
In many different ways. So from the macro to the micro, you know, there is beautiful uses of AI that are happening all over the world. And I think that's why I'm so attracted to it, is because, you know, this is really revolutionary to us as a human race.
Absolutely. Lauren and I had a minor experience with it earlier today. As a matter of fact, you asked me a question, and I said, I don't know. And you said, oh, I'm going to go ask.
I'll ask AI,
and I'll be dadgum.
Yeah.
What it came back with was incredible in terms of, you know, information.
Right.
You know,
ability to.
And yeah. And I mean, you know, and so from, I love what you're saying, Nick.
And,
from
and the, it falls in line, actually, with the business aspect.
Yeah.
Because what I was doing, Nick, is I have a hobby. I crochet these little animals. And somebody asked me, they wanted to purchase one. And I have
you
no,
didn't know what
I had
to
no
sell
idea
it for.
Yeah. Where.
You just do
begin.
It for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I plugged in, you know, this is how much I used. And
you even sent a picture of one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it. I mean, it laid out, you know, line by line. I even made it make me, well, can you make me an Excel sheet so I can plug this in for, you know, any other, you know, little plush that I decided to make in the future. And doo-doo-doo, you know, there it is.
There it was. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's
there all, it was out of nowhere.
Yep. Yeah.
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 That's why I'm so relating because of this morning. Our, you know, our little bitty experience this morning, Nick, I'm so relating to what you just said in terms of what we want. The, you know, we want the answers, right? We want an answer guy.
Yeah.
And so AI can be that in so many ways, in so many arenas of our life, whether it be business, whether it be healthcare or healthy living, or whether it be psychology.
Yep.
Or whether it be a theme song to your radio show.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you heard the theme, you know, so you heard the theme song to the radio show. That's all AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our little jingles, they're all AI. Yep. Yeah.
Nick, I was visiting with Doc here probably, I don't know, 9-10 months ago. And I heard listening to the radio show, I heard his opening jingle. And I said, boy, that guy's making money, man. He's got a jingle writer and everything. So when I got to the studio, I asked him, I said, oh, man, it was all AI.
Yeah.
I should have just let him think what he thought.
Yeah.
And just
yeah, you know, I am doing pretty well, actually. creative directed that myself.
That's how he justifies me paying all that advertising money.
That's exactly right. But now you're coming to talk Friday, and you know this is really designed, Scott. You have aligned with LSUS Continuing Education,
right? Yeah, just recently I signed a deal with Dr. White over there and Leanne Chambers and everybody, and we're going to do about 4 different events a year.
Cool.
And I'm just going to, you know, kind of be the liaison between them. And
right.
Ironically enough, Leanne said, do you know anybody involved in AI? And I said, Have I got a guy for you? And so Nick's crazy busy. He's all over the country. He's on doing podcasts, and he's on magazine covers and stuff like that. And so I reached out to him, and I said, would you? And he said, absolutely.
Absolutely. So this coming Friday, October the 10th, mark your calendar, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. You're going to want to hear Nick Askew. He is the keynote speaker. He's the founder and CEO of Space Auto. We are going to get more information from we're going to get as much information today for all of us as we can. Life strategist Nick Askew on Strategies for a Living. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Scott Tarkowski, our life strategist today. Nick Askew, who is the founder and CEO of Space Auto, he will be in town to teach all of us at LSU Shreveport this coming Friday, October the 10th. And it's an AI in business conference. Mm. I mean, you know, how many of us would like to unlock and have AI working for us, you know, and unlocking the vast power that is AI for your business. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I just would like to get a portion, right? I mean, I think that's where we all are. We just, now it's a buzzword, AI, right? Everybody's talking about it. But Nick, let me ask you, how long has AI really been around?
Mm. Well, I think it depends what you classify as AI, because it's been a long, long, long journey. And, you know, I think for us and what we classify as AI is, you know, the ability for a computer to synthesize and create. You know, I think our first glimpse of that was at the end of 2023, November 2023, when ChatGPT had its boom, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think that was, to the average person, the dawn of artificial intelligence. But there's been, you know, a long journey in computing to be able to get there in the first place. So, you know, it's been a, it's actually really funny. Do you remember all those little, you know, those little, they call them recaptures, you know, you're trying to log into something and it's like, you know, click all the things that look like bicycles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you're
sure.
sweating going, oh my God, is the traffic light in there? Or is that a bicycle? I don't know.
Yeah. Those things drove me crazy. Cause I'd have to look at it. Yeah, exactly. Is it in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was a security feature, but do you know what that was doing for the last 10 years?
What?
Training Google's AI models to recognize and create and reverse create images.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Man, no, I didn't realize that.
So, so
Google owes me then.
Yeah, they owe you. You've been, you know, training their AI models for years without knowing it. So, it's been around, the concept of machine learning or self-learning. It's been around for a long time, but only within the last couple of years has it become a useful tool for the average person.
And so one of the things that you're going to talk about, I would presume this coming Friday, you're going to have, I'm sure, professionals in the room. You're going to have entrepreneurs in the room. You're going to have students in the room, certainly, because it's on the campus of LSU Shreveport. But you're also going to have small business owners in the room. You're going to have a lot of people that are going to want to know, you know, as much as they can in a condensed period of time, and you know, this is 9 to noon, so you're going to be busy.
You've got a lot to do.
You got a lot to do in the
of ground to
yeah.
cover.
But you know, with these people in the room, what do we really need to understand in terms of? And I'm again, this is a presumption on my part. So, Nick, you're the master. You're the expert. You can tell me I'm wrong. But my sense is that whether we're professionals, whether we're students, whether we're small business owners, right now, because we don't understand what maybe we need to understand, we're only utilizing a small percentage of what AI can do already. And if we're willing to learn a little bit more about AI, what it can do for us in the future. Am I on target there?
Yeah, you're absolutely on target. And I think it's really important that we understand where we are in the advent of AI, right? Mm-hmm. We're in the same kind of era as when, you know, the Apple computer came out and they started using a mouse instead of typing, right?
Wow, yeah. Yeah.
We're in very early stages of artificial intelligence. There's still so much to learn and still so much to implement. So large businesses, right, they've not built infrastructure to be able to fully utilize AI. So I'll give you a couple examples from big to small, right?
Okay, all right.
You've got, and it all comes on the premise, and this is where it relates back to, you know, human intelligence, right?
Right.
So we have all different parts of our brain that are connected. Mm-hmm. Right. We have all different parts of, you know, we have our, you know, hypothalamus, right? It's, you know, it controls body temperature, hunger, thirst, sleep.
Right.
We've got things that control our, you know, the functions of our arm and our motor skills, right?
Right.
We've got, you know, the parts of our forebrain that control thinking, learning, memory, emotion, right? Mm-hmm. And all of those things are connected together in real time.
Right.
And if they weren't, if my what controls my hand movements and my motor skills wasn't connected to my visual, I'd have a really hard time picking up a cup of coffee in real time. But that's how big businesses are built right now. So, you know, they're using one piece of software for their accounting. They're using one piece of software to communicate. They're using one piece of software to, you know, handle this part of their business, and they're all disconnected. So they're only able to use small amounts of AI tools to be able to make efficiencies in their daily lives, right? Because all of these companies, the large companies, they're not intertwined enough in their data structures to be able to make great use of AI. So we're still so early in it. Right. But my advice for smaller business owners is if they can start doing that now, or like, you know, entrepreneurs that are just getting into that, if they can start thinking about consolidating their systems and they can start thinking about having all of their data in the same place, you got to think if AI has the ability to analyze all of these different systems and make logical decisions based on what it's trained on, if it has access to your financials, has access to your clients, has access to your communications, absolutely everything, it can be such a big help in seeing the whole picture. So that's going to be one of my key features in speaking to upcoming entrepreneurs and people that are thinking about this, is the connectivity of all of that data, and doing that now as they're starting their business. And then, you know, of course, you've got people that need it to give themselves superpowers during the day, right? To quickly analyze data, throw in some spreadsheets, and be able to work out equations because they don't know Excel very well. You know, it kind of, this is one of the most beautiful things about it, is it closes the skill gap between people that don't know how to operate software, but they know how to think critically, right? Yeah. And that's one of the amazing things about it. I'll give you one last example, and it was one of the most emotional things. In one of my pieces of software, we have a AI responder. You basically speak into the phone and say, "Hey, I want to follow up with this customer about this thing."
Right.
And it writes it out for you. It handles the email, text message, sets the appointment, does all of the things automatically. And I was out there training, and this is a Space Auto customer. And I was out there training, and a guy came up to me after my training, and he said, "Thank you." So I said, "You're more than welcome." He said, "No, I really mean thank you." He said, not everybody knows this, but I'm illiterate."
Oh, wow.
"And they never allowed me to take leads because I couldn't read and write." He said, "I can sell cars. I can sell cars and talk to anyone, but now I can take opportunities." And
wow,
they let me do that now.
What does that mean for businesses in general and as a whole? What are we going to see in the future?
Yeah.
What is that going to look like for all of us as the gaps close? Do businesses need to be afraid in any way?
No, I think yes and no. Okay. And this is my honest answer for reality, right? Is that I like to think of the dawn of AI as what I call the white collar revolution. Right. We've had industrial revolutions. We had another, blue collar industrial revolution in the 70s when production lines were automated.
Right.
And everyone that was, you know, stamping doors and, creating cars and working in production lines. You know, I always think of Charlie in the Chocolate Factory and his dad screwing the toothpaste lids on the bottom. That was his job. And
right.
He got put out of a job because they figured out a robot to automate it. And there are going to be what some people might consider casualties in corporate America, because there are going to be things like where jobs that just require data entry are not really as necessary anymore.
But there's also going to be opportunity. I gotta take a quick break here, and that'll be a good place for us to come back. Yeah, there's going to be change, but there's also going to be all kinds of opportunity. That's why you're going to want to be at LSU Shreveport this Friday, October the 10th, 9 to noon. You're going to want to hear Nick Askew, and you're going to want to unlock the power of AI for your business. We'll talk more with Nick about that and more here on Strategies. Be right back. And welcome back into Strategies for a Living. You gotta love Scott Tarkowski, because you know he stirs things wherever he goes. He stirs things up.
Boy, something's happening all the time.
All the time.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, this is a lot of good. And folks, he has really stirred up something for all of us. AI and Business Conference. It's Friday, October the 10th. It's happening at LSU Shreveport. You got to get to ce.lsus.edu. Get registered there. Of course, you can register at the event. You can just show up.
Sure, just come on.
And the event starts at 9 o'clock. There'll be a registration and networking time from 8:30 till 9. Scott always has coffee available for us.
Shaking hands and kisses, babies.
There you go. There you go.
Actually, we're going to have an opportunity. You're going to have an opportunity to ask Nick a question. You'll be able to fill it out ahead of time. And then near the end of the event,
there'll be some Q&A.
Yeah.
All right. So
exciting.
You're going to want to hear, if you're a professional, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a student, if you're a small business owner, and you've been scratching your head about AI, and what do I need to know? I feel like I'm just hearing about this and I'm already behind. All right. Well, we've got a solution for you. Scott's bringing us a solution. And so you can explore how AI is reshaping all kinds of industries, from marketing to HR to strategy and operation. You talk about boosting your performance and streamlining your workflow and gaining a competitive edge. Who in business doesn't want that?
Or need that, right?
If you
plan on being in business for the next, 2 years, 10 years, you're going to have to embrace this and learn. Just think of where we are now as it relates to social media and all those things. When it first came on board, there was pushback and this and that. And now everybody's involved at some level.
Absolutely.
And this is evolving way faster.
And that's why we need to avail ourselves of opportunities like this Friday. So thank you for that, Scott. Yep. Thank you for bringing it into town. Nick, thank you for your expertise. You know, at the end of last segment, Lauren asked you a question, and, you were talking about, so there may be some change that comes into the marketplace and into our environment. But where we were at the end of that segment, there's also going to be tremendous opportunity that perhaps none of us can really at this point fully wrap our minds around. Is that fair?
I think that's more than fair. I think that the opportunity is the landscape is going to shift. It's going to make us more productive. It's going to make businesses that embrace these processes be able to do more with less. Now, someone mentioned leveling the playing field earlier. Yeah. And it's going to give people an opportunity, if they learn and if they apply themselves, just like we have done time and time again over the course of humanity, right? We move, we evolve, we continue to grow, we continue to become more productive, and if you invest in yourself and you invest in your knowledge as an individual or a business owner, all you're going to do is make yourself more productive, and you're going to give yourself what I like to just think of as superpowers, right? You may be able to do more with less. And I think that's just what it's really about, is coming up with a strategy to utilize the tools that are around you so you can succeed in ways that you never thought were possible.
Mm-hmm. I think that when we show up, we're going to work you hard when you get here, Nick. Because a lot of us have, and you, Scott, you mentioned people will be able to write down questions. I'm sure that there will be a lot of people that come with questions. What, as you go around and you talk to people about this, Nick, what's the number one question that people ask you today in events like you're going to do Friday? What is there a more prominent question that is on everybody's mind today?
Yeah, and it's actually very simple. It's, how do I make sure I don't get left behind?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I think that's it. And that's the premise of most of the questions that they always lead back to, whether it's about human resources or whether it's about sales or anything. It's what can I be doing to make sure that I'm not left behind? Because the industry is moving so fast. Mm-hmm. And technology is moving so fast that when we think we know something, then everything changes, and we're constantly in this state of learning. And the reality of it is that most of the time, everybody's learning with you. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody feels that same pressure to evolve as a professional. And there's no better time to start than yesterday, right? It's never too late. I've got people that are, you know, 70 years old utilizing AI, and I've got 16-year-olds utilizing AI and doing wonderful things with it. It's never too late to start introducing these things into your workflows. So, I think it all boils down to just the fear of being left behind. But I think everybody feels the same way.
Yeah. Well, I think fear is a natural human emotion, isn't it?
Especially with the unknown.
Of course.
Yeah. But I mean, again, that's why opportunities like this can be so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to come and hear from a master.
Yeah.
That's, a master is anybody that's invested, 10,000 hours or more.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've kept track, Nick, but I bet you're way over that.
Yeah, with my sleep schedule, I think I would probably say that I'm a little bit over that, yeah. So,
so the reality of is it's just to get started, right, Nick? That's the first, just get started,
just
move
get
forward.
Yeah.
And commit now and figure it out later kind of thing, right?
And
it's the only thing that you can do. That's the only thing. Nobody in life has it figured all out. I think that's one of the most important lessons I ever learned about life in general, is that if you ask a billionaire or you ask someone that's just starting out in business, that nobody has it all figured out.
Yep.
Everybody's still learning. In no matter what age you are, you're still learning, and if you're not, you might as well give up, because the people that think they know it all are generally the ones that absolutely don't. So.
This Friday will be an opportunity to learn like never before when it comes to AI. LSU Shreveport is where it's going on. It's part of the LSUS continuing education. You can go to ce.lsus.edu, or you can go to the Facebook page. Just Google LSU Continuing Ed, and it'll get you there. You're going to want to be at LSUS this Friday, October the 10th, 9 to noon. You're going to want to hear Nick Askew. We've given you a little bit of him today, but you're going to get a lot this coming Friday. We'll be back in just a moment here on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living with Scott and with Lauren and with David. Talking to Nick Askew today. He's coming to town this coming Friday. LSU Shreveport. Go to ce.lsus.edu. Go to the LSUS Continuing Education Facebook page. Or you can call Scott Tarkowski, 318-393-5219. If you are at all wanting to know more about AI, feeling like I am and a lot of people that, wow, I want to know more, but I feel like I'm already behind. Well, Friday, we need to all be there at LSU Shreveport to hear Nick Askew. Nick, we've covered a lot of ground today. I know you're going to cover a lot more when you get here. What do you want to leave us with today as a passing thought?
You know, I was thinking about it, and we mentioned fear, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? You know, do you know the difference between anxiety and excitement?
Okay, tell us.
Yeah.
It's actually the body's same natural function. One is just unsurety of the unknown in a negative way, mm-hmm. and one is unsurety of the unknown with a positive way. Mm. The difference. And there's a lot of fear about AI in general. Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing that we can do is learn and become more cognizant of what the future holds. Mm-hmm. And you can turn, knowledge has the power to turn that fear and anxiety into excitement. And I think that a lot of people can benefit from.
Well said.
Just knowledge in general.
Well said. Thank you, Nick Askew.
Thank you,
Scott Tarkowski. Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
Roof.
Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and SRT Sales Training. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Nick Askew, for Scott Tarkowski, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.